This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
If you've got a job right now,
yeah,
hold on to it.
Oh, you're lucky.
Hiring, it's at its lowest it's been since 2009. Mm. And Tommy, it kind of feels like every day we're starting to see more layoffs.
They're cutting back.
Thanks a lot, AI. That means you may need to start doing things around the office, the job site, whatever, that you would not normally do.
So you got
to
step up.
A little bit. Mm. And showing you're someone who gets along with your coworkers, that's one of those things.
A little politicking.
Because this man says he has been fired for simply enjoying his lunch the way that he wanted to.
Because men can get weird with their
lunch.
That's
not this.
No, I'm not saying that, but.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WC. It's not everything is about boners, dude. Boners, dude, one of my favorite podcasts. Little things at your job go a long way.
Sure.
And how you get along with your coworkers is one of those little things that ends up big.
Well, you got to play nice.
Well, it could be something as simple as how much time you spend with them on the job.
All right.
That can affect your employment status. There was a video on TikTok that just passed 500,000 views.
Wow.
And it was posted by a man named Brandon. And Brandon says he worked in IT for a company he does not name.
Mm.
But while he worked in this company, he said he enjoyed eating his lunch alone.
Like at his desk or something?
Don't know where he was eating it, but Okay. Everybody, he says that where he worked, everyone would get together and have lunch every day.
He kind of went off on did his own thing.
That's yeah. It. He wasn't right. His seat.
That doesn't seem like the worst thing.
That he says got him fired.
Really? They took it as like an insult?
He claims that he was brought into his manager's office and told that everyone believed that he disliked them, which he said was not true. He denied it to HR when it was happening.
Wait, so they made an issue out of it?
Yes. He says despite his protest, he was let go from this gig, he says, for eating his lunch alone.
Yeah, I'm kind of with the guy, though, here.
And he's not the only one.
Yeah.
It turns out the more time you spend with your coworkers while on the clock, the better the odds are that you keep your job moving forward.
Right.
Quote, fostering a relationship with coworkers was ranked surprisingly high on a list of things HR workers say is important when they are reviewing the job status of employees.
So creating a relationship with your coworkers.
You got it. So long story short, if you are not spending time with the people you work with throughout the day, you could be setting yourself up for getting blown out.
All right.
Now, you said you were with the guy. What do you mean when you said you were with
him? Well, I mean, he just wants to eat by himself. Like, why is that an issue?
Well, yeah, and I would think, like, your lunch is your break.
Right.
Like,
I mean, that's
your
yeah.
Your alone time, whatever you want to do with it.
And the fact that they brought him into the office to make an issue out of it, I find surprising.
Well, look, if you like alone time, he's got plenty of alone time. Now you're fired.
Get out.
I think we've all worked at places, though, where the expectation of we call it forced fun, but it's those
group activities,
the company, like
get together.
Team building, yeah. Activities, things like
chili
that,
chili cook-off and that, fantasy football
that sometimes mattered more to the boss than anything else. It was a chance too for your boss to like see you interacting with your coworkers, where they may not see that on a day-to-day basis.
And
so
it's a
kind
team
of
building?
A chance to show that off.
It's a team building.
Even if you're faking it.
Did you feel like you just had to make noise there?
Yeah.
Probably.
Are you trying to build team right now because you're worried you're going to get fired? I am also saying words with my coworkers.
Well, because like, as much as those things suck, I always feel obligated to go because I do know that it's important to some people. It's less for you, more for them.
Mm. What?
Well, I thought you had something to say.
Because I blow past people and I just leave here.
Well, no, look.
I've been doing that for 32 years.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. Is it fair that according to these studies that we have and this story that we have of this guy getting blown out, that you are expected to foster a personal relationship with the people you work with while you're on the clock? And are there people that are listening that have had this experience, either been fired or had their job negatively affected by not having these personal relationships? And yes, you bring up you could be in trouble here, in all seriousness. No. I'm not coming down on you. I also like being alone. Mm-hmm. Right?
No, but you are Charlie chuckles around the hallway.
He hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, everything good down here? Hey, cut your socials, man. Look at dynamite.
It's a smart move.
You work the room.
I enjoy my coworkers.
I enjoy them, too.
No, you don't.
Well.
From a distance. I enjoy blowing past them. I have nothing in common with a lot of you.
How do you know? You don't talk to them.
I'm old. They don't want to talk to me.
How do you know?
Because I'm old.
Don't you feel like, though, if those relationships don't happen naturally, then what's the point of
right, it ain't happening.
Look, I agree with you.
Putting yourself in that situation.
Because it's kind of forced.
Well, no, but here's the thing, man. Like, when it comes to the people that I talk to in the morning, I don't talk to everybody. I talk to the people that I get along with.
Right.
There's only so many people. You talk to every one of them.
No, I don't. I don't, actually.
He doesn't make every stop.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy. I'm not going to be that guy right now. But no, like the people that I know I have stuff in common with, I will stop and say hi to. Okay. I'm sorry. It's just a way that I thought was like, hey, we're all on the same team here. You come down here. You sit by yourself in a room and watch Glenn Miller on Instagram.
He was really good.
Pardon me, boy. That's the Chattanooga choo-choo.
Well, let me say this, though. I mean, you're the only one that does it. Nobody else does this in this building.
Oh, that's not true. Breezy just popped her head in a second ago.
Breezy only comes in to complain about stuff. She doesn't come in looking for friends, man. She just looks for a sounding board.
Okay, but she's still cultivating relationships.
But, like, TJ doesn't come down here.
She does when you're not around. I do yell at you.
Does she come down here?
Yeah, when you're not here.
Oh.
Look,
so it's me.
I'm not trying to come down on you here. I'm serious. But 90% of this building thinks that you're a smug dick. And, I mean, you are, but they also think that, too.
Yes. But I've always been a smug dick. It's kind of my thing.
Wow. Hey, it's funny, Kimmy. A really smart bearded man once said that the most dangerous sentence in the English language is we do it this way because we've always done it this way.
And it's tough to – I can understand, like, if you have that reputation, you don't care because it's your piece, right? Like, this is how I like to go about my day and this is how I get through it. It's when you, like, need something from one of those people where things get complicated.
That's right, go to you.
Because, well, no, but there are things that you need – from other people in this building, not just from me.
Well, it's the engineer.
And you have to go talk to people. And that's when it gets complicated because that's when I feel like, oh, maybe I should have like gone out to that person's lunch or, you know, attended that party because now I actually need something.
No, but I'm tight with the right people.
So you need somebody that you're not tight with.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Again, you won't know until you need them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need TJ for something.
You may.
Billy the Kid.
And again, you shouldn't just be cultivating relationships to use them.
Yes, that's the only reason you cultivate relationships at work is to use people.
Oh, my God.
It helps when you have to rely on that.
Look, we're just here to be used and used.
I understand.
It's a job.
No, I understand that we can all help each other out. But to have a relationship only to use someone you think you may, that's psychopathic.
Well, thank you.
That's not.
I don't mind being labeled. I mean, listen, I have a weird relationship because you and I go way back.
Uh-huh.
Right? I like Kimmy. That's it.
I'm forced to like Kimmy.
No, I like you.
Wait, I love how he says he likes you, but he's stuck with me because we've known each other for too long.
We have a different relationship.
Do you understand what you just said? I like Kimmy. You I've known for too long.
Look, man, you are my best friend, which proves how hard it is for me to make friends.
This is the nicest thing you've ever said to Pat.
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this guy named Brandon. He had a TikTok video go viral. He claims that he was fired for eating lunch by himself.
I feel bad for the guy.
I do, too. He worked in an IT gig. He says that HR brought him into the manager's office, sat him down, said that everyone in the office believed that he disliked them, which he said was not the case. Despite that, he says he was let go from his gig. And several studies show, I'm going to quote one of these studies, fostering a relationship with coworkers was ranked high on a list of things HR workers said is important when reviewing the job status of employees. Bottom line, if you are not spending time with the people you work with throughout the day, you could be setting yourself up for getting fired. We have Instagram messages coming. I'm sorry, Kimmy. Mitch writes us, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, drives me nuts at my last job. They could stand around and talk for 25 minutes, but if I spend more than a minute extra on my break reading at my desk, I'm the jerk. Michael writes us, I'm a supervisor now. I feel like I'm getting pressured by the higher-ups to have more of a relationship with the people under me. I don't even like myself, so I'm not trying to like other people. Kimmy, I'm sorry, you were going to say.
I do think if you have one of those like kind of upper management positions, that comes with the territory, though, right? Like, that's, you have to build somewhat of a relationship with the people you're managing.
But everyone knows it's jive.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Guys, but how, like, was your weekend?
But don't you think it's important for them to show face every once in a while?
Yeah, but you have to do it the right way. It has to feel authentic.
What was I going to say?
Something probably really good.
Oh, dynamite stuff.
I can understand, though, not wanting to get too close to coworkers, even people that you like, only because I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Like, if you have a job where you've been laid off, or you work in an industry where, like, it can sometimes feel temporary, like, I can understand, like, why bother with this friendship when it's going to be over? It could be over soon. Yeah, I don't know.
But counterpoint to that, Kimmy, how many people took a job they thought they'd be there 6 months and they're going on 20 years?
Yeah, yeah.
20.
Watch your mouth.
It is weird, though. Like, so let's say you're going to foster relationships, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that can also get clicky.
Yeah.
It does get clicky. Yeah.
Which could also be a negative.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, 100%. You have to, you know, spread it around.
Makes you less approachable.
No, look, there are two things about, like, the want of these companies for everyone to be social that are counterproductive. That's the first one. Yeah. It's a major one. You're right, because when people start to get close, you're going to exclude people.
Right.
It's just, it happens.
Yeah.
The other strange thing to me about this, companies seeing value in coworkers bonding and spending time together on the clock, you would think that's counterproductive to making money.
Well, it is, because you're just kind of just doing chit-chat. You're not busting your ass.
Exactly.
The more social these coworkers are, the more they're going to spend time just kind of, you know, seeing what's going on.
I mean, especially if you got a job where you got to really hustle, like sales guys.
I mean, every job... is you better know, if you're hustling.
Pat. No, but like, if you're
always be hustling.
Always be closing.
No, it's ABH now. Always be hustling. That makes perfect sense.
All right. But you know what I mean? There are certain jobs maybe you can't dick around all day.
No, I agree.
Because that's how you eat.
True. And I always assume that folks that aren't social at work were the ones that were solely focused on the job they came to do. Like, I always respected those people.
They're focused.
Yeah, but why are the people that we work for feel the opposite way?
They're when everybody chummy chummy.
But why? Why is that? 252 WCMF. Why? I would think, like, if you're a manager, you want to walk around and see everybody with their head down doing work.
So that's the way it used to be on the job. Like, when I was a kid, the management didn't even talk to you. Mm-hmm. They just told you what to do. Like, they weren't there to be your friend. You know, it was like church and state, man, complete separation.
Sure.
But then all of a sudden that flipped, and it became, like, more team building, and maybe they realized they were running their employees up just being asses.
Okay, but you're doing the same thing being nice.
Yeah.
It can also get confusing if that relationship, if you start to develop friendships with your coworkers, am I obligated to take that outside of work?
Good question.
Like, where's the line? Like, is this something we're just all keeping here at the office? Or, like, do I now have to attend your kids' birthday parties?
Well, you went to one.
Yeah, never go to the first one.
I did do that.
Because there's only one.
I was only invited to one.
Well,
I only got one pass to Stella Jam.
Let's not pretend like you wanted to go to the second one. And you weren't getting VIP after the way you behaved in the first one.
I enjoyed Ryan's show.
But my brother did a great live acoustic
stage. Oh, that's right. Yeah, stage and everything.
No, I mean, you know, the whole taking it outside of work,
yeah,
it does get complicated. Because, like, just speaking from personal experience, mm-hmm. Like, we have very unique jobs.
Right? Yes.
So, like, I assume anybody that comes in here and does what we do, right, like, we already have a special bond.
Yeah.
So I've invited people over to the house, yeah, and, like, let's go out and do stuff, come to a Bills game, whatever. And there are people who, like, when they're new, will look at me like I have five heads.
Yeah. Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want?
Well, that's just it. Like, what's the angle here?
Sure.
And, like, even me saying there's no angle makes it sound like I have an angle.
Yes, it does.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to do nothing.
No, I don't want nothing for it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy. How are you, brother?
Good morning. Hey, listen. Your voices feel like a warden, like the person in jail watching you like a dog.
So the boss should be a warden, is what you're saying.
That's correct. Just think about it. When you are in prison, you spend more time 10 by 10 cell, right?
And that's how I want my job to feel.
So when you are at work, probably you spend time with a 6 by 6 cubicle.
I mean, right? You're not, but Teddy, you seem like a guy that's pretty outgoing. Like, are you a guy that converses with his coworkers when he's in his job?
Most of the time, I don't like the people that I work with anyway.
Yeah.
Well, no, just kidding.
I they don't hear you.
No, I get that. I mean, I kind of feel like it goes both ways, Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And then, listen, and then you have to a shared bathroom with the people that you don't like at work. At present, you have your own bathroom, right?
Okay, it's weird. It's like Teddy is becoming Indonesian Tommy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he wants his own bathroom. He doesn't want to talk to anyone at work. They're both short people.
Yeah. And also, being in. Do you want me to keep going, or how much time do you have?
Teddy, it's your show, buddy. We'll just sit here and listen to the Teddy show. Go ahead.
Okay. In the prison, it says the guard lock you and unlock the guard. When you're at work, you must carry your security card.
I love how he's Foxworthy all of a sudden. If you're at,
how much time did you spend in prison,
man? Actually, Tommy, about 20 years. I think with your family over there in Italy.
Teddy, you jumped the shark, buddy. But thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
20 years with my family in Italy to prison.
I don't know. I have no idea.
And I'm getting the connection there.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What person bothers you more on the job? Is it the super outgoing coworker that always stops you with something to say? Or is it the super quiet coworker who won't even say hey when you walk by?
The one that wants to constantly engage because I don't want to constantly have to engage with you.
Yeah, but I can read that person. If I don't think as much as I don't want to, you know, be that outgoing, that social, it does bug me if I can't figure out why somebody doesn't like me.
You can't?
Are you someone that needs to be liked?
Probably that. And also, if I can't read you, like, did I do something wrong where you don't want to talk to me? Like, I start to question things about myself because I don't know where you stand. And at least, like, with the super outgoing person, they might be a little annoying, but I know what to expect.
I think that's a common feeling.
Well, I'd say you'd rather have an annoying, outgoing guy than quiet guy.
At least pretend to like me, I guess, is my point.
But see, like, outgoing guy, you always got to make that small talk. And, like, let's say you have that initial conversation, small talk, okay, go back. And then, like, 20 minutes later, you run into him again. You have to do more small talk. And I already used up all my good stuff.
But if that person all of a sudden stopped being that way to you, wouldn't that bother you?
Not really.
Well, look, we got a new boss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he pops his head in all the time. Yeah. He's very engaging. And you can tell he's sincere when he comes in and hangs out and talks to us. We laugh a little bit. If he stopped doing that, you'd be freaked the hell out.
Well, that's boss, man. That has a consequence to it. Because he's the man.
He's quiet. He's busy. He's doing other things.
And he's only our second in command. There's like 45 bosses above him.
Yeah, but they all don't like us probably.
Abby writes us on Instagram. Again, talking about the relationships you have with your coworkers and how important it is for you to keep your job. Abby writes, the guys at my office complain about work from home or is not actually working. Meanwhile, they spend hours a day gossiping with each other in the office. Work should not be a forced cult. Let people do what they want to as long as the work gets done. I agree, but we are moving in a different direction.
Yeah. It's more team building now.
Okay, fine. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, luckily, you're going to die soon. So
hey, maybe you get a beer out of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It feels like every year we're learning how important more and more sleep is.
Oh, sure.
To, like, our health.
Yeah.
And for decades, we have been told 7 to 9 hours. You have to get a minimum of 7 to 9 hours every night or else bad things will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out a new study suggests that may not be the case for everybody.
Stay up.
No, actually. It goes both ways.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So going back to that magic 7 to 9 hours rule with sleep, the golden number. In the past, anything under 5 hours have shown in studies with a ton of people that the risk of developing chronic disease increases.
Okay.
So anything below 5, it ups the risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, and those things can lead to all kinds of bad things.
Yeah.
But this new research is suggesting that every single person may be conditioned to need a different amount of sleep.
Okay.
It showed that there are people who are perfectly healthy and well-functioning on 3 to 4 hours a night.
3 hours?
3 to 4 hours a night. There are also people who do not get the full health benefits of sleep unless they get 10 to 11 hours a night.
And I think they call those comas.
These are full-grown adults, by the way. We're not talking like teenage kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I am furious with this study, if it's legitimate. All right. First of all, genetics can be very cruel. Tommy, you are short. I gained 10 pounds eating a muffin, right? But those are manageable things for us.
Yeah.
If you are someone that has to sleep for 10 hours a night.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
Thank you.
Like, where with a job and kids.
Yeah.
You can't.
Where do you find the time to do the other things? And, like, you know, the cruelty is if you don't get this 10 to 11 hours of sleep a night based on this study, you have higher chances of heart disease and all of the stuff that
comes
along.
You're going to die.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Mm. But on the other hand, I also despise people that can function with no sleep. Yeah.
So I had an aunt that was a classic insomniac. She was a lawyer. And she chain smoked.
Okay.
She drank black coffee, white wine, and scotch. That's it. And she could not sleep at night. She would stay up all night. She would maybe 2 or 3 hours. She lived to be 88. She didn't die of old age. She fell down. Mm. That's how she died. Or else she would have still been going.
You know why she fell down?
What happened?
Really sleepy.
Yeah, but I think.
But people used to hate her for it. You know what I mean?
But is there a difference, though, between somebody that can't sleep?
Yeah.
Like, because there are people that'll fall asleep, sleep for 4 hours, be up, and like, I'm ready to go.
Mm.
Like, I feel like I don't get enough sleep. I probably only get like 4 hours of sleep, but it's because I can't sleep and I feel tired, but I like my body just won't let me.
No, I'm with you. Like, you don't want to know the amount of money I would pay Kimmy to be able to have teenage sleep back again for like 1 or 2 nights. Just let me get refreshed again.
Yeah.
So how many hours of sleep do you think you get?
4 hours a night.
You too?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
four,
it.
Maybe 4. I even wake up a lot, so I don't know if that counts 4 hours altogether.
Like if I really concentrate, I can get 5.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it's a schedule. Mm-hmm. Like tonight, my daughter's got hockey from like 6 to 9. I got to drive back from Fairport. I'll get home at like 9:45, get everything ready, and then I'm up tomorrow at 2:30.
But it sounds like that's scheduling. But it sounds like you can't sleep.
Yeah. No, I have a tough time like actually being
if you don't have anything
falling
on your plate.
Asleep and staying asleep. Yeah. And I don't think that makes me functional.
But so you feel it in your body then?
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, for sure. And I'm jealous because I think some of the biggest arguments my husband and I get into are over sleep because he is one of those people that I think needs like 10 hours of sleep. Like when he'll go to bed at like 10 o'clock and wake up at like 10 a.m. the next morning.
God, I hate him.
And he's still tired. It's mind-blowing. Well,
yeah, that's it.
Like I get up, my body wakes me up early. Like he will sleep until like something wakes him up.
Wow.
Andrew writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He's taking a more simplistic approach.
Okay.
I say, listen to your body. Sleepy, sleep. Hungry, eat. Thirsty, drink. Good call, Andrew.
You gotta know your boy.
That would be great if you could just do that. You can't just do that all the time.
No.
Like, but you're being awfully. Question asking and not statement, because you're that guy. You're that guy that could sleep 3 hours and be totally fine.
Well, I get 7 hours a day. What?
He's very regimented.
That's good for you, man.
I go to bed at 7:30 at night.
Yeah.
I wake up at 1:30 in the morning.
And you nap.
And then I take a nap midday for an hour.
Uh-huh.
So a total of 7 hours.
But you still get 6 hours at night.
6 hours at night, one in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome for you, man.
And I also drink a ton of coffee. Mm-hmm. And I have at least 2 scotches, nice ones at night.
I'm really happy.
They pour
you.
Heavy at my house.
Yeah.
But it's just the way I've been, man.
That's great, man.
What?
One day we are going to figure out.
Right.
Again, as we look at this study, it used to be 7 to 9 hours to shoot for sleep for everybody. This new study suggests that everybody's sleep needs may be different based on genetics, whatever it is. So there are some people who can function just fine on 3 to 4 hours of sleep, have no negative health side effects because of it. Other people will have those negative health side effects if they don't get 10 to 11 hours a night. One day we are going to find out what makes us want to sleep, not sleep. Because like the weird thing about sleep is, scientifically, we still don't understand what it's for.
Well, it's to repair your body, right?
Yes, in the most base part. But
and,
like,
I think in that study, what it doesn't tell you is, because they're saying like, well, these people don't have any health issues. But they may be doing long-term damage that's going to catch up with them later in life when they're like my age. So let's say you start out as a kid that doesn't get any sleep. Well, then when you get to be my age, all of a sudden all this stuff starts coming down on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it never showed up as a kid. Yeah. So that's kind of a false report a little bit.
Well, I mean, I don't know how long this report went and how many people they used. Because it's possible they followed people for 30 years and these people were totally fine. And again, you brought up your aunt who lived in her 90s, right? Sleeping 3 hours a night.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just want to know why my body is the way that it is. And it is pretty remarkable. Not in a negative way, like, what are you waiting for? But like how we can be so sure about so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the most simple things in life, why we sleep and what it does for us, we don't know.
Well, you know why? We can't do the study.
Why is that?
We're asleep. Somebody's got to stay awake.
Like once we figure out how to do like a hard reset of a body, like reset me back to being 12 so I could sleep for 12 straight hours.
Well, you know, that's going to come. Maybe not in my lifetime or yours. Well, maybe your kids.
It's called death.
No, like maybe they give you like the sleep injection where it resets your body clock. Because it's about your body clock, right? Because like I wake up, I don't need an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't either, because you wake up at the same time every day. Like you probably never turn off your alarm.
No.
Me neither. I wake up at 1:30 in the morning, no matter what. It's weird. Like, your body just knows that.
Yeah, it is very strange. Like, the weirdest part is when you'll wake up 35 seconds before your alarm goes off. That happens to me consistently. Yeah. How does it know?
And the funniest thing is, too, the dog will get on your schedule.
Yeah.
So the dog will go to sleep with you and wake up with you, and it knows he's going to get up now and give me a treat.
My dogs love my wife more, so they don't even look at me when I
wake up. When I wake up,
bother with you.
Yeah.
When I wake up, I have a dog looking at me, like, let's go get a treat.
And by the way, that's how it was with most women he dated before he had this dog.
Oh.
Oh, you know, there's a woman upstairs I used to date.
I said most. Wow. Why would you assume it was her?
Why wouldn't I?
Wow.
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 Wow. I out-wowed you.
This is why he hides.
Wow.
Brutal. No, like, yeah.
Well, what's weird, though, is sometimes if I get too much sleep, I'm even more tired. So explain that one.
No, oh, I know what you mean.
Like, I should feel great. I just got, you know, 8-9 hours of sleep, and I'm exhausted
all day. You're absolutely
right. Oh, that sleep hangover?
Like, I feel like I have, like, a brain fog.
No, you're right. And, like, here's the thing. Like, you know, we all three of us nap in the middle of the day. If you have a job where you're working a split shift, you may do the same thing. Like, I find myself now on Saturdays and Sundays, despite the fact that I am getting 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep, where once nap time shows up, like on Saturday
your body's
or Sunday,
like, well, time to go down.
Yes, and I don't need it.
But like, that's probably healthy.
Am I a toddler? I don't know.
But that's probably healthier to stay on that schedule.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because that's what your body's looking for.
But here's the thing. If I take that nap at, you know, noon on a Saturday, I'm not going to go to bed till 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Hell, you're missing around.
Well, no, but then I'm not going to.
Screws y'all up.
Yes, but then I'm not going to go to bed until 1 o'clock in the morning on Monday, and now I got to be up at 2:30 to go to work on, you know. It's
so your body doesn't reset itself.
No, I don't think. I mean, no. Like, you know, for all the vacations that we spend money on and the places we want to go and the things we want to do, I would kill for a sleepcation.
So, you know, they used to have those sleep tanks here in town where they were like a pod and you floated in water.
Yeah, but so many people drown.
Well, you got to turn over.
I'm a stomach sleeper, man.
People swore by those
float
sleep
therapy.
Pods.
I think they still exist.
Yeah, but they're like a flotation thing. And it's, you know, you
float
it's like
salt water.
It's kind of like you're in the womb again and you're like in your mama.
Calm down over there. That's weird.
What?
It's kind of like you're in your mama.
Well, that's,
I think it does simulate that.
Yeah, it's
You don't have to say it like that, though. It's kind of like you're in your mama.
Womb sleep.
You know,
womb
the one,
sleep.
Or you could go the less expensive option where you're in Tommy's mama. One of my favorite shirt brands, by the way. Inside Tommy's mama. All the shirts are just rotten peaches. And they all smell like fish.
I got it.
No, I'm just making sure we're all the same.
I got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.